Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, Lunchtime Live coming to you from the Galmont Hotel here in Galway for a News Talk summer tour. It's all with thanks to ESB, Ireland's largest EV charging network. If there's one thing I love to talk about, it is food. And we got to sample plenty of it here when we arrived in Galway City last night just off the train. We went on a walkabout, a little history tour, but also more importantly, a food and drink sampling tour as well around Galway City, which is brilliant. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about the Galway food tour later in the show, but more importantly, our live studio audience that are with us here in the Galmont Hotel are going to get to sample some of that Galway food tour now and a little bit later in the programme. And I just want to give a mention over the next few moments now, we have the team here are passing out lots of different plates for our audience to try. We have tarts and macaroons, basically, is what we have for you today, and also drinks as well from Live Soda. But our audience are sampling some of the gorgeous treats from Galway producers. We have macaroons and tarts from the Gourmet Tart Company. This is a local business that was founded by Michelle Hyland and Fintan Hyland back in 2001. It's grown from just a very small market stall into now what is a big business with multiple locations across Galway City. And you're also going to taste some of the Live Soda from All About. It was founded by Emmett and Keith, who were best friends, co-founders, and they're really giving kind of fizzy drinks a bit of a shake up. So you guys can sample all of that there in the background. While you're doing that, we're going to talk food with two people very synonymous with food across County Galway. We have chef, restaurateur and author JP McMahon, who's with us in studio, as is the general manager of Glenlow Abbey, Ronan O'Halloran as well. You're both very welcome. Thanks a million for joining us. Ronan, congratulations, first of all, a Michelin star for the Pullman restaurant in Glenlow Abbey in Galway. Like, that is a massive achievement.
Thanks very much. And we were delighted. I suppose it's brand new for us. We were awarded our first star last February. And it was the culmination, I suppose, of work over the last number of years. Our fine dining restaurant since the late 90s has been set aboard original carriages from the Orient Express. And it was probably during COVID that we started to kind of re-examine the capacity and the lengths we could go to with that concept. And the last 3 or 4 years, there's been a lot of work going on in the background, and we brought together a team that are with us now maybe the last 2 years or so. And last spring, we fully refurbished and restored the interior of the carriages and launched then, I suppose, what we hoped would be a Michelin star food concept and dining concept last March. And thankfully, we were awarded a star then in February.
Oh, it's a fantastic achievement. And I suppose, like, you know as well, JP, Michelin stars don't come overnight. There's huge amount of work, as Ronan said. There's a lead-in period, years of hard graft, you know, to get to that level.
No, absolutely. And even though, like, our story is a little bit different, like, we have nearly 15 years now. And I always say, like, we opened an ear, like, less with the expectation to get a Michelin star and more of the expectation to kind of showcase the best of Irish food. And like, through a lot of hard work and luck also, I think there was a particular moment, I think, when we get to 2012, where, like, Nordic food was on the ascendancy, so there was wild food and, like, indigenous food, and we were part of this movement, and I think that helped us draw attention to what we were doing internationally as well. So absolutely, I always think that, like, getting a star is a very difficult proposition, but then keeping it is almost harder, because maintenance, consistency, and we were just talking before we came on air just about that, having the same team every single day, day in, day out. And I've always said to people, like, we have two other restaurants, Cava and Kombu, and I hate to say, like, normal restaurants and Michelin star restaurants, because for me, I love food, all types of food. But when you have a Michelin star restaurant, and if people are watching the World Cup at the moment, it's like having a normal restaurant is like playing in the group stages, and you can lose the game and still qualify. whereas Michelin star restaurant is like, once you go into knockout. It's not the final, but it's knockout.
Right.
And so customers' expectations, it's not only about the food, it's about the psychology of eating at that level. People's expectations are so much higher. And I always said, what people ask me, what were the some of the changes that happened after we won the star, and I said we had to put in more coat hangers because people give you their coat unconsciously.
Really? When they arrive at the door?
Yeah, whereas when you come into Cava, everyone keeps their coat on. No one thinks of, I need to hand this coat to a person in front of me. But everyone who comes into an ear likes to hand you their coat. And then you need more staff to take the coats. And that was one of the things. I have a designated coat hanger
holder
place with the table. Table numbers beside the coat hangers, so you make sure you don't give, because God forgive me if you give someone else
the
their
coat.
That is like a no-no.
No.
I wouldn't say you'd lose your star for that now, but like,
it wouldn't help.
People might be unhappy.
And it's funny, Ronan, because like that's maybe, you know, and it's not just to talk about kind of the fine dining offering, because there's obviously so much more, and we're going to talk about that aspect of food in Galway a little bit later in the show. But what the Pullman does differently is that it is a kind of an experience in itself, with the connection and the link to the likes of the former, the Orient Express and the train and the carriage, and that brings a different, I suppose, kind of vibe to it as well.
Yeah, and I think Michelin described it really well. They did a piece around Christmas on the five restaurants around the world that really impressed them throughout 2025. And the phrase they used to sum up their overall experience on board the Pullman was, whilst the train carriages are stationary, you are still transported. So as guests arrive, our aim is to transport them back in time, a little bit of nostalgia. The train carriages date back nearly 100 years. Leona will be 100 years young next year. So the music, the style of crockery, the menu, it's all designed to give guests that ultimate experience. And touching on kind of what JP is saying as well, every single guest that joins us is typically celebrating a very special occasion. Sometimes we know about it and we can do all the bells and whistles and it's an anniversary or an engagement or something similar. Other times you'll have no idea that it could be their first night out after recovering from an illness. It could be a special birthday, a roundy birthday that they don't want to tell us about in case we make a scene. But every single guest is there for a special reason and occasion. And that just, it's like the knockout phraseology JP used. It has to be perfect every single night.
There's big pressure to do that.
There is, but that's the, when you're at that kind of level, you enjoy that pressure and you take it in your stride, and the young apprentices, the commis chefs, the young servers starting off in their career, they just get tuned into that level. They know nothing else as they grow up and as they become leaders of the team themselves down the years. So that's what we're there to do.
Well, look, it's great to hear, you know, a little bit about the kind of the food industry and the work and everything that goes into that, into prepping some of the delicious meals that we eat when we get a chance to go out for a bite to eat, and particularly here in County Galway. But our audience have been sampling some of the food that we're going to be talking about a little bit later. As I mentioned, some of the sweet treats from the Gourmet Tart Company, and drinks as well from All About. I think we have our live audience with us this afternoon, we want to talk to some of you that are here with us today. We've Maura Hines. Is Maura with us here? And Maura, how are you? Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today and being with us.
Thanks a million. Delighted to be here.
Yeah, you're tucking into some of the treats. Would you describe yourself as a foodie now, or do you enjoy the food scene?
Having a dairy intolerance really impedes what you can eat out and about. So, the macaroons are delicious.
Yeah, you highly recommend. Good. Look, you're with us today, and I know you wanted to give a special mention to a fundraiser that's happening locally as well, Maura, close to your own heart.
Yeah, literally across the bay there is a small little village called Ballanderine, and our GAA club, I suppose, I'm a blow-in to Ballanderine, originally from Galway City, and then moved out to Castlegar, and then moved out further. So I'm nearly into Clare now at this stage.
Right.
But 5 years ago, just after COVID, we kind of started a fundraiser, an annual fundraiser called the South Galway Bay Music Festival. And it's in our fifth year this year, and we've grown over the weekend. So we have three nights of music. The first year we had about 1,500 people, and most of them were locals. And then last year, in our fourth year, we had over 5,000 people over the weekend. So it's all volunteer based.
Yeah.
We've grown it substantially. We've done some radio ads, some Facebook ads. We're trying to promote it as much as possible. So it's on the 10th to the 12th of July in Ballandarin. We have buses going from Galway City, Oranmore, Gort, Kinvara. And we have headline acts like Hermitage Green.
Very
we
good.
Have the Tumbling Paddies.
And it's all in aid of raising funds for the
GAA club.
For the
yeah.
club.
So, like with everything, I suppose, you know, the cost of living, the cost of keeping the actual yeah. pitches going, and the cost of training facilities. So we've just done up the dressing rooms. We're building a modular gym. We're getting new toilets.
And
so
all of this costs money.
All of this costs yeah. money, yeah. So we do one big fundraiser a year.
And this is it.
This is it, yeah. yeah.
Well, so it's great to, you know, to have you with us today.
Thank
and,
you so
and happy
much.
To give that yeah. a mention. Of course, we can't not talk about Galway football without talking about Fitzy, whose sister is with us and going to be with us a little bit later in the programme today. But Galway drawn against Dublin for the quarterfinals, I heard earlier this morning. How do you feel about that? Will you
so,
be...
So we're mostly hurling.
Oh, you're hurling county, right.
Yeah, so, but we do follow the football in fairness.
Yeah.
So yeah, look at I don't know an awful lot about the football and saying, but like the Galway hurlers are still in the game as well. So
yeah.
we might go for the double this year.
All eyes on that. Yeah, and I heard from some of the yeah. a lot of people feel the same as yourself. Maura, thanks a million for joining
having,
us.
Thanks no, a million.
Really appreciate having you with us today in the Galmont Hotel. JP, you've moved from kind of being, you know, chef and restaurant owner to now author as well. You might tell us a little bit about your Irish food story. You have a copy of your book with us today.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've always been writing and for a long time, like I actually tried to escape cooking and be a writer, but there's less money in writing and more money in cooking. That's what, so I was always trying to bring them together, and I did a cookbook in 2020 just at the start of COVID. And then after that, I wanted to try and explore Irish food a bit more. So this was the first kind of book, as I say, a reading book.
Yeah, it's not a cookbook.
No.
There's no pictures.
There's no pictures and no recipes. Because sometimes when you give it to people, they go, oh, there's no recipes. Oh, you're grand. and so it's a hundred stories about Irish food, taken through like 100 foods. And some of them are
brilliant.
Like some of them are nostalgic, like Angel Delight and Finda's Crispy Pancakes. And some of them are serious, like lamb and soda bread and that. So it's the highs and lows of Irish food, because people were always asking me, like, well, what is Irish food and how would you define it? And so that's why I wrote this book, so someone could just mm-hmm. open it at any page and then read a little story about Irish food. I'm working on this on a sequel to it for next year called An Irish Food Calendar, about the different kind of folklore and customs
Why?
Associated with Irish food. Because when I go to Spain and like and other countries, it could be February and they have this date for like leeks or something. I'm going, why don't we have these like celebrations? And there are many throughout history, but we've just kind of forgotten some of them.
Yeah, I never knew there could be a chapter on Irish stew, but there you go. A whole story.
Yeah, there could be a whole book on Irish stew.
And
you know, the oldest Irish stew recipe, because I love history as well, and you were talking about the history of the clattering, the oldest Irish stew recipe is actually in a French cookbook from 17-something. Okay. And it's like, I think it's Lamb à l'Irlandaise. And it was the first time Irish food is mentioned outside Ireland in the modern period.
I mentioned that we did the Galway food tour last night when we got down with the team to sample a little bit of what Galway has to offer. And you know, it's funny, like you travel abroad, you go to so many other countries, you might do food tours all over, and I've never ever once done a food tour in Ireland until last night. So it was lovely to get to sample some of that in Galway. I didn't realise we were in one of your own places as part of the tour in Cambu.
I didn't realise either.
There you go.
Well, that's why Sheen and the food tours are so brilliant about kind of connecting. I mean, Galway yeah. is very much about the community and the food community, and it acts like a, like, even though it's not a city per se, there is a like a great feel to it, and I think the tourism and the university keeps the energy and the spark going.
Well, there's one thing I love when you're talking to people that are in the food business, because I love food, and I love, you know, when I'm wherever I go in Ireland or travelling, I love to kind of find out about the good food recommendations, and who better to ask than those in the business. So without mentioning your own places that you're involved in, where do you like to go for a meal in Galway, Ronan, or what's your kind of favourite dish you'd encourage others here in the room to sample?
God, you've put me on the spot now. I suppose a number of the contributors have already said it about the friendliness of Galway and the people. And with three small kids, I suppose I'm always looking for a destination where you feel welcome,
yeah,
and it's
child
friendly, and it's a nice atmosphere with great grub. So look, at there's lots to mention there, and I wouldn't I'd be in trouble. I'd start losing friends if I started singling them out. You should have given me a bit of advance warning on that.
You
can
give us one. Is there somewhere for you, JP, that sticks out?
Like, I mean, I have two teenage daughters who don't want to go out with me at all. So, and I have my dog. So I like to go to dog friendly places.
Right.
And we go to Sheridan's for wine and cheese a lot. Sam likes cheese. That's the dog.
Right.
And then the Bunch of Grapes do a lovely toasty. And
often it's the simple things, isn't it? You know, isn't it just the kind
sometimes
of
sometimes when I'm on my day well. Off, I don't want to be plating food with a tweezers. I want to just be I want to be like digging into a roast chicken or something. So that's the beautiful thing about Galway is from the morning to the night, there's so much food at every level. Mm. So whether you want a coffee and a croissant or a scone, or there's lunchtime, like there's the King's Head, and then like there's just places everywhere from Air Square all the way out to Salt Hill.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, we want to thank you both for joining us today with us in studio. We really appreciate you giving up your time. Please give a warm thank you and welcome to chef and restaurateur and author JP McMahon and general manager of the Glenlow Abbey Hotel, Ronan O'Halloran. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.